Somewhere in Seattle, there are underground passageways that make it easier to traverse certain parts of downtown. In addition to this, there is a whole area below Seattle known as Underground Seattle. Much of this area was left in shambles. It is broken down. The buildings are in disrepair. However, people of Seattle have used this area for tours and the like to educate people on the fire that happened there, as well as hide some little hidden gems throughout the city. Here we find four patrons visiting one of their favorite speakeasies on the outskirts of Underground Seattle. Bar music is playing. They've already made their way inside. No one knows for sure what the passcode is. The guard at the door doesn't really care. They just want everyone there to have a good time. The ambience is a little bit different this evening. Some of the visitors have likely heard of what's happening in Carcosa online. But they are there for their drinks and their bar food all the same. Oi, bartender, I'll take another Moscow Mule.
Usual for me.
Oh my god.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You go first. You go first. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I just wanted the usual. Yeah. But the usual is water. I mean vodka.
Hi, my name is Vic. No. My name is Victor. And I would like a vodka soda cranberry.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you... word you just said? Are you... Say it again, this time, in American, and slow.
My name is Victor. Give me vodka,
Victor,
soda,
yes,
with a splash of cranberry.
You want fruit in your drink?
It's cranberry.
That what you're telling me?
Come on, man, we got bigger problems than fruit in a drink.
A splash.
And last time I checked, in my science textbook... Fruit and berries are the same thing.
It's cranberry juice. Just fucking splash it in. It's fine.
But are all fruits berries? Are all berries fruit?
That's one for the philosophers. Let's. I will look in the back, and I'll find if we have any fruit juices. I can't guarantee we have cranberry.
We don't have fruit in this bar, really?
This bar is really going downhill, yeah. They have to go look for cranberry juice.
Fine. Fuck the cranberry.
Ever since they made alcohol legal, speakeasies have been going downhill, I'll tell you that much.
Just give me vodka and soda then.
I mean, I don't know, I like the atmosphere here, you know. It's kind of spooky, you know, you're right outside of, the underground place, so, I mean, it's not that great to look at, but you made the inside pretty homey.
Yeah, well, the atmosphere is great, but the drinks are four times the price because they're accounting for illegal activity, which doesn't happen anymore. But what can I get? I was so distracted by fruit and this clearly Russian or perhaps Icelandic individual. What can I get you two?
They wanted water vodka, vodka water.
No, it's the usual. It's the usual.
The usual.
You know that the usual is just water.
Vodka.
No, but it's water, but you put it in like a glass like it's a drink, but it's actually just water.
The usual vodka wink.
Yeah, thank you. There we go. I like to stay hydrated, okay? I don't know that I...
No, good for you. Good for you. More people here should be hydrating. On that note, I will take water later.
Well, it seems like we have a bunch of pussies ordering drinks in this bar. Meanwhile, I would like...
Hey, I defended your choice of cranberries.
I would like vodka and more vodka. Stay.
Hey, it's not okay. It's not my fault that they don't make a place for people to just like hang out and drink water. It's all coffee and alcohol. And if you can't tolerate coffee,
Go to a cafe. This is a bar.
No, I can't drink coffee. I just want water. It's cool here. And people are, well, I was going to say nice, but I've been talking to you. And the bartender, so I don't know.
Okay, here's your drinks, you weirdos.
Thank you.
Victor, here's your vodka.
It's Victor, not Victor.
Victor,
no,
here's your vodka.
Victor.
With
Oh my god. Hey, listen, everybody, come on.
Ictor!
People are, like, stuck in a video game right now. Do you really think we should be fighting over whether there's a V in this person's name or whether cranberries are a fruit?
I don't give a shit about all these players. I don't... Nerdy gamers, who cares? My name is Ictor.
And someone pipes up at that and is like, ugh, I hate that video game. My best friend is stuck inside. He saunters over to the bar.
What are we talking to you? Who the hell are you?
I'm just a humble patron.
Hey, humble patron. I know you. Your friend is stuck in the game. I know exactly what you need. Another usual, please.
Sure.
To help with the tears. Gotta rehydrate.
You know, we try to make a living here.
I know. I pay you for it. It's fine. $5 per usual. It's bottled all usual.
Right. And it's a good thing it's water. Slams it, right?
Oh my
and
God.
Half of it makes it under their shirt and the other half makes it into their mouth.
Goes down real easy, don't it?
You are welcome. You could just say, that's the Travis usual. Yeah.
That's some good stuff. Ugh.
A lot of people have been coming in here saying that their loved ones have been getting trapped in a video game. Is this some kind of movie thing? Is this one of those flash mob protests, something like that?
Oh, it's just propaganda. It's bullshit.
No, it's real. I saw it. I went over to his house, and I said,
"Hey, Victor,
are you crying, little man?"
Okay, Victor, I'm gonna hit you with the chair if you don't calm down.
It's not Victor. It's Ictor.
We hang out the same day every week, and we have some drinks together, and then I make food for us because I'm a great cook. And I do that for my friend.
Oh, boo-hoo. Look at you crying.
I brought him some food. And he didn't even respond to the smell of it. That's how I knew something was wrong.
Okay, Travis hugs this person.
Travis, you're real nice.
He's clean.
Why do you
Travis
come here?
You
drink water. You care about all the other patrons.
Well, I got it. Without me, how's everybody going to be hydrated?
You walked at least 200 people home.
I gotta make sure everybody gets home. There's a person up the street. I gotta walk her dog for her. I gotta, you know.
Ooh, this man's sobbing.
Can somebody get me some fucking vodka? I've been waiting for 20 minutes.
I gave you your drink. It's right in front of you. It's the slightly, pink drink because it's got grapefruit in it.
I apologize. Okay, I will. Thank
you. You lovely individuals, enjoy your drinks. I'm going to go sit back in that booth over there, away from the man who keeps talking about betting on this tragedy.
Hey, I saw on the news they were going to take people to the hospital.
Yeah, supposedly. But who decides who gets to go first, you know? What if it's too late? But anywho, it'll be all right, right?
Yeah.
No.
Something my poppy always told me. Is that when there's something you can't change...
Nothing will be all right.
That wasn't it.
Hey,
but now
hey,
I've forgotten, so I guess that's it in my memory forever. Thank you, Ictor.
You're welcome.
And I finished drinking my boss gum mule, and I just give this gentleman a pat. Like, it'll don't listen to them. It'll be okay.
Well...
Ictor takes a shot of the remaining vodka and throws the glass against the wall.
Oh my God.
Hey,
bud,
What? This is the customary thing to do when you enjoy a drink.
I'm gonna get glass in my feet.
This isn't the fucking Thor movie, man. Come on, get it together. They still need those glasses.
What the fuck
they
is
still
a
need
Thor?
Those glasses.
I was working in a coffee shop when that movie came out, and I tell you, that was real bad for the industry. So many cups got smashed that year.
I just do what's customary. Everybody get off my cock.
All right, Ictor. It's clear you're coming in here with a...
It's Ictor!
I said
Ictor!
He did say Ictor, yeah.
I'm
so very
it
used to
It takes me three or four times
you.
To learn a name, but I learned it. Okay?
I learned it. I'm sorry.
And I had
used
it right, but then
people.
I listened to him say it wrong, and then I got confused, but I did know it was Ictor originally. That's what
it's
I just said.
Ictor!
I said
there
Victor.
There is no V.
No V.
Victor.
Everybody's
okay,
saying
thank
Victor.
You.
We're all saying it okay. right. Don't worry about
you're,
it.
You're getting mad for no reason.
I think sobbing. Okay.
Victor. I think Victor needs See? A glass of the usual.
Victor gets more vodka, but not in a glass this time. Okay, you ruined that last glass.
Is it vodka or is it vodka?
This is a bottle of vodka for Victor.
Oh gosh!
Thank you. You are a comrade, and I will never forget you.
I'm not a comrade. Get that commie shit out of here.
Okay. All right. Let's just de-escalate.
I'm gonna go take a nap in the booth.
Okay. Well, Travis brings this nice individual a blanket.
Have a good night.
And tucks this nice individual in.
The question is, how late? I think this Wikisy is just open all the time.
It's 3 a.m. It's literally 3 a.m. 3 a.m. is when you have the weirdos.
Travis, I know we don't pay you for it, but you mind cleaning up that glass like you usually do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't want anyone to step in it. Can I have the little sweepy thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
You can have this piece of paper and, I guess, this old shoe.
Yeah, I'll just whatever doesn't fit in this shoe, I'll just use my pockets.
You don't have, like a broom? Something? Cutting costs that bad?
I'm afraid so. We've got a mop, but we can't use the mop for glass. It doesn't go well.
Ah, well, you know what they say. Fingers are nature's broom. Ow!
Good on you, Victor. Good on you.
Fingers are nature's broom.
I have... Don't... Nobody
slow
panic.
Fade to
nobody panic. I have had my tennis shot.
I don't think you can get tennis from glass anyway, but probably from the floor.
I don't really want to find out.
If you get dust off the floor in your glass wounds, that might give you tetanus.
But tetanus isn't... Tetanus and dust?
There's probably some rust down there, too.
That's true.
We slow fade to you just picking up pieces of glass with a shoe and some paper in your finger.
Fucking video games.
Welcome back, everyone, to Escaping Carcosa Offline, the Call of Cthulhu 7e game. I am Michaela, she, her pronouns, and I will be your keeper for this game. I'm going to go around and introduce everyone. We'll start with Jack.
Hi, I'm Jack, and I'll be playing the character of Guy Jury, who is a paranormal investigator / private investigator, or at least that's what he calls himself. We both use he, him pronouns, and you can find me on Twitter at Jack_true. That's JAK_true, all lowercase.
And Tenzin.
Oh, it's me. Okay, all right. Hi, I'm Tenzin. My Twitter is TenzinDays. I play Mauve, who is a little stuck up, a little pretentious, a little bit of an asshole. But, you know, maybe you've already warmed up to them at this point. My Twitter is TenzinDays, like days of the week, and I just post a lot of nonsense. And yeah, now on to our amazing, sexy, Drea.
Oh my, what an introduction. Well, hello, I'm Dre, they, them, and I'll be playing Fable, she, they, who is a parkour practicing hacker. Today I am sick, and so is Fable.
I'm so all Guy and Jack, just for
yeah. Oh, good.
We're gonna do our best, y'all. It has been a week of rest, but we still got some shenanigans going on, unfortunately.
You know, they're like, oh, I'm sick, and I'm here like, boo, you whore.
Because we're sick?
Oh, Mean good. Girls okay. reference.
Oh my goodness, it is.
Right over
no,
my
head. Yeah.
That's a Mean Girls reference.
No, but yes, folks are thankfully feeling better, but still got some stuff going on, so do pardon us. So last session, our investigators made it safely to Gail's house late into the evening after spending some time getting some drinks and food. They made their way there, checked in on Ryan, who seemed to be overall doing as okay as she could be. They took some time to rest. Fable called their mom, who had made plans to come in later the following day to bring some medical equipment and be the one kind of overseeing Ryan's recovery or whatever is going on. Really just to be someone with medical knowledge with eyes on situation. The following morning, they were sent off with a great breakfast, thanks to Gale, and Mauve and Guy made their way to the museum where Mauve works to ask for some time off for Mauve for a passion project of sorts, and ended up instead alighting a room in flames while Fable and Noor made their way back to Noor's place, where Noor found a mysterious letter and Fable was about to make their way to some self-defense classes.
I am dying to see what happens at the museum.
I just think it's important to note that there was some creepy Nostradamus shit in that room.
Jack, what?
Maybe. It was just creepy, yeah. Right? Was it Nostradamus? Was it...
I mean, was there, though?
Jack wants it to be known that they didn't just have their characters smash Moe's place of work for no reason.
No, there was a mysterious bus that Mauve did not recognize.
Was there, though? Mauve is not impressed with the situation, that's for sure.
Unfortunately, Mauve did not do well with their roles, and the bus was consequently smashed to pieces.
Mauve never fucking does well with their roles.
Okay. That's not true.
That means it's coming. The time will come.
Exactly.
It's coming. The good shit's coming. Yeah.
Xavier speed walks down the corridor where smoke is bellowing, having already shouted out at you, asking you if this is what you meant by a art project. The heels of his soles are clicking very swiftly after you in your general direction. Guy, you are standing before this pile of paintings that you have started to construct while the curtains within the room are already aflame.
And as he walks in, Guy is fully flame-throwing the pile of paintings with his lighter from. I search for paint, a paint can, pressurized container, will go alight.
That's right! Oh no!
So he's lighting fire to his sort of like bonfire. When Xavier comes in, Guy will turn and grin, like quite wide, and sort of approach Xavier.
Xavier, or is it Xavier? What do you prefer?
Dr. Xavier.
Doc, right. I'm Guy. We've met maybe briefly. I'm one of Mauve's artist friends. They met around the city. Here's the thing. We've got nice eyes, by the way. We should get drinks. Here's the thing.
The guy just hits on Xavier really fast.
Xavier is taking in so much right now.
Keep going.
This is part one of a citywide art project that you're very lucky to be part of. It's
okay.
A project/protest in the name of discrediting and criticizing Nostradamus' grip on creativity. They've got on the town. Everything is Nostradamus branded. Everything's Nostradamus sales, art. That's all you see on billboards. All you see on walls. It all says it's all sponsored by Nostradamus. And
I mean, there is quite a bit of it, but a lot of these pieces of artwork were from our community artists and indie creators. I don't think they would have any stake in...
Oh, no. Darling, they absolutely volunteered their pieces to be destroyed in this fashion. I spoke to them ahead of time. They love this project, this passion project that me and Guy have come up with.
I promise, it's all paid for. It's all above board.
Okay, well, did you receive a grant? Or I don't have any word of this in my documentation.
Who needs a grant when we just have to do art in the climax of the moment? It's not about waiting around for the bureaucracy to give us a stamp of approval. We have to act now in terms of passionate art. We cannot wait for the world to tell us when it is appropriate.
Beads of sweat are forming.
Plus, it's very important to have kept this secret from Nostradamus, or they would have sent people to prevent this happening.
Okay, but do you at least have some written form of communication with the artists of these pieces? You know, liability and all that.
I promise you, it's in your email. You'll get it very soon.
Beads of sweat are forming. You're not sure if it's because of the fire that Xavier is standing before, or it is the stress, or all of the above.
Yes. We'll send it your way. We'll send it your way.
He is noticeably grimacing. He's trying to keep his traditional demeanor, like, oh yes, art, in the name of art, beautiful. But this is thousands upon thousands of dollars worth of artwork that is being burned right now. If you would both go ahead and roll me a persuade or a charm.
Cool.
With, like, super disadvantage.
Charm is I mean, 15 and persuade is 10. So I'm going to go with charm.
Oh, good.
I mean, you are giving some very good conviction right now. So.
That's a good lie.
That's 44.
I have to push it.
How do you push your roll? What do you do or tell Xavier?
I basically unbutton, like, a few of my, like, buttons in my coat, my t-shirt. And I'm just like, oh, okay. It's so hot in here. True.
Are you sure this isn't a charm roll?
Lean in close. I have to tell you something. If you fail your push roll, you're going to get fired for sexually harassing your boss. And burning an entire room of artwork.
I'm gonna take the risk.
Oh, gosh.
I'm gonna push it.
Abel's never getting paid back.
Okay, well, I got 24, which is 4 above my 20. So I failed.
Okay. It wasn't too bad.
And so clearly flashing my cleavage did not work in this case.
So Xavier is staring you both down and realizes that they could have been reacting this whole time the proper way, which is to grab the fire extinguisher that is not too far from you all. And it's like, I can't let much more of this burn. There's no documentation. I mean, our credibility as a you know, museum is on the line. And goes and gonna go smash the container where the fire extinguisher is, and is going to start using it at the base of the flames. I believe, too, at this point, the sprinkler system has turned on in the room. I think there's enough smoke and fire if you did indeed light the paintings in the center of the room on fire as well.
Oh, well, good news. I look even more sexy.
yes. The flame is slowly dying down, but a lot of the damage has already been done. And Xavier looks to you and says, did you at least get some pictures for this event, or is it just an anonymous? Who is supposed to be the observer of this art piece? If
darling, obviously it's the CCTV. Like, we know that the camera was there, and that's how we capture this moment so that it feels more authentic and more candid. Obviously.
Okay, like found footage, yeah?
Exactly. So we don't want to give the audience the full view, because that is too much of an easy access. We want them to work for it.
You don't lose your job.
As Xavier is wrestling with this, because I imagine Xavier's probably the sort of person to twist anything possible into a benefit of the doubt, finding nothing.
Yes, they're very much. He's an optimist. He will do anything he can to find the silver lining.
I am so good at bullshitting, guys. Like, I'm really good at bullshitting.
Guy will switch tact, pull out his knife from behind his back, point it directly at Xavier.
Okay.
Or, I'm a revving maniac. Mauve is my hostage. Fuck you. We're leaving.
Xavier puts both of his hands up, drops the fire extinguisher. Like, well, huh? You said this was an art. Is this part of it?
You can believe whatever you want to believe. And then the guy will grab Mauve and start walking out.
Guy, what are you doing? Stop! I'm so shocked and I'm so surprised. Somebody save me.
As soon as you get out the door, Xavier yells for security.
So I've been thinking for 2 weeks about how this was going to go, and I didn't think it was that.
Xavier still doesn't know if that was part of the art or not.
If Xavier's still confused, that's good. That's all that's required.
Yeah. As soon as Guy and Mo like get at the door, we start fucking running. Like we just fucking dash for the exit.
Yeah, Xavier called security in case you are indeed holding Mauve hostage, because while Xavier is upset that Mauve let this happen, if this is indeed for an art bit, he is still concerned with their well-being.
And then the cops come after you.
The security guards don't make it after you all. They're kind of like running and following you. The security guards know you very well, Mauve, and have seen Guy around the premises enough to know that he's probably not a threat to you, mm-hmm. and also sees you booking it after you like, get past the threshold.
We're both running in the same direction.
I think they report this to Xavier.
No!
I think that couldn't have gone better.
We can never come back. You have gotten me fucking fired from my job, Guy. I swear.
We don't know yet. Who knows?
We'll make it up to him. There's always a way.
We'll see how fucking foolish that fucking supervisor is. We'll see.
So, want to help me break into my ex's house?
I will do no such thing after the bullshit you just put me through. Guy, I knew you were a little out of the box, but I did not think that I would ever see you burning my art gallery to the ground, to ashes. Like, you just don't respect the things that I value, do you? Do you, Guy? Tell me.
I think at that point, it like hits him what you actually did from Mo's perspective and everything else. Like he was like, okay, I'm going to stick it to Nostradamus. This is going to be, I don't care who pays for this art. Then he realizes he's probably ruined his friend's career, and he like sort of like slumps. Shit. I was too busy.
Is that all you have to say?
No. Shit. Sorry. I've not been good at having friends this week. I will.
This week? You mean your whole life? Because I've known you more than a week, and I have never felt that you had any semblance of a friendship or any kind of loyalty to anybody besides your own paranoid bubble that you live in. I could put up with all of that No, don't interrupt me. I could put up with all of that because I like eccentric people. I like unique and weirdos. I do, because that's just who I grew myself to be. But to risk my career and to just sabotage me in the way that you did just now, and for me to still try to cover up your ass, I don't know what to say at this point. I'm so disappointed. I am very hurt. I thought you were my friend. I know I didn't say that a lot, but honestly, I did think of you as my friend, and the fact that you gambled our friendship with that crazy act of violence and you destroyed... That was $750,000 worth of art, Guy. I don't know how I'm gonna pay that back. Like, there is no excuse on this planet that's gonna make me... Like, it's just not gonna work. It's just not. I'm screwed. I'm screwed, Guy.
Mauve, I will make it up to you. However I can.
Why? Do you have, like, $750,000 lying around? Do you?
I can get it.
I doubt it.
I can get it, okay? I've gotten more in, you know, it took me a little while, but I've gotten more in the past for you know, worse things. I promise I will do everything in my power to get it, but I'm not paranoid, okay? I'm not eccentric. I'm fucked. Okay? You can see me as a person, as a stranger that acts weird around people. And I do act weird. I know I'm weird. I know I'm strange. I know I do these things. I don't mean to. I do them for reasons, but they don't make sense afterwards, okay? But... I promise, I am definitely in the wrong here. I've possibly destroyed your career. I will do everything I can to make up for it. But you have to understand, I'm going to do worse things before that happens.
Oh, that makes me feel much better. Hey, my name is Guy. I know I destroyed your life, but guess what? There will be worse things down the line. So don't feel that bad, because I'll make it up to you. How is that an appropriate apology, Guy? How is that appropriate at all?
That's all I've got.
I am going to burn your slugs for fun.
Please, please do.
And Mauve, like, picks off a slug off hanging off of Guy's temple, on the right temple, picks it off, throws it on the ground, and squashes it under their heel. You know what? That did not make me feel any bit better. It honestly made me feel a little bit sad for the poor slug.
Well, it's been an innocent in the whole situation, really.
Let's just go. I can't deal with this right now. We need to move forward. I cannot deal with this right now. I'm gonna disassociate until we figure out what we need to figure out. Let's find Fable, because I cannot deal with you right now. I'd rather speak with Fable.
I understand. Do you want to split up for now?
Just find Fable. Like, I don't care if you're there or not. Just let us find Fable.
Sure.
As you all are bickering, not too far outside of the museum, probably still have a little bit of kick to your step. You don't really know if they're coming after you right this minute or not. Fable is leaving Nora's house.
Greetings there, travelers. Welcome back to the Inn of the Seven Dice. It's me, your favorite, Wing Over Gimbal, famous Nambad. And oh, dear travelers, what a time it's been. The weather has been strange, the people have been stranger. Oh, that's just about it, isn't it? It's that kind of weather where you just want to have a hot soup about it. Just forget about your woes and everything, really, as I have this cat attacking my hand. Oh, dear travelers, it feels like it's been so long since we talked. I know I said that last time, but I suppose it has been a little bit longer this time. But great news, people have been reaching out to us through the Spotify. If you want to head on over to Spotify, because that's what you use to listen to my dear voice, then you can go on over there, and on each individual episode on your mobile device, you can leave a little message, or you can ask a question, really anything you want to do over there. We will be able to see it, and I could respond to you here. So, we have another one here. Let me go ahead and grab it. This one's from Natalie. I always love Wingover's recaps or breaks. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, thank you very much. I feel like it went over all the important parts, and I'm ready to get back into the faux game. See, that's what it's all about. It's all about Wing Over Gimbal, famous Nambad. Everybody's excited to hear me, and I get it. It's the fame. All right, dear travelers, I've had you here for quite a while, but do remember, if you ever want to head on over to our Spotify and leave us those lovely stars, at the moment I see we're already up to 53. Let's get to that 55 and show the moon that we can do it regardless of what they say. So help us out there. We also have another lovely show going on currently on Tuesdays until, I believe, December 19th, The Lost Tower of Ambrosia, where we send out a group of randomly created agents, as well as the whole scenario is created on the fly, and they try to destroy cursed entities. And a lot of these agents, they don't make it, travelers. So head on over. We have all those up on the YouTubes. Also, head on over to our Patreon. It's pay what you want for extra fun audio goodies. Like, we had this episode up last week for people to listen to, because we're a little bit behind. But also, we have set up the Patreon, where now it is free to get all the video updates on what's happening with the show and some of the little goodies. So all you have to do is head on over to Patreon, create an account, which is free, and then you just click follow for free. And then you don't have to worry about anything there, dear travelers. You could just get some lovely updates on what's going on Battle of the Seven Dice. All right, I have spoken quite enough. Let us head on over to this lovely, lovely cursed radio. Gonna see a cursed radio for the holidays, but it keeps trying to eat my ears when I'm sleeping. I can tell because there's little bites that are in the shape of the radio buttons.
Venture deep into the backwaters of space. Mint Space Station, a lawless metropolis run by gangsters, where anyone could earn a fair day's pay if they're willing.
Ah, you're here for the job.
Meet Cleo, a bipedal bear creature armed to the teeth.
If I was an inch taller, I'd be round!
And Dr. Z, a psychic jellyfish.
Now in surgery, we want to go for the heart and the brains.
Join these friends on a haphazard adventure, trying to make their way in cold, uncaring space. A podcast filled with adventure, action, romance, and friendship to conquer the ages. So if you want to hear more from the Backwater Bastards, search Backwater Bastards wherever you get your podcasts or visit us at backwaterbastards.com. Backwater Bastards, the comedy sci-fi tabletop podcast.
Oh dear travelers, I always love a good cursed radio message. It makes you feel like just for a moment you can't breathe and you're stuck in some void in space and time and you're trying to move your body but it's stuck as well, and then that's gone and you're back. Oh, what an exhilarating moment. Alright dear travelers, I don't want to keep you for too long, so let's head on back out there and join our investigators. I bid you all adieu.
They have recently split off from one another. Nor got that unmarked envelope slipped under her door. And immediately decided that the best course of action was to do what she does best, which is sleuth and get the dig on information. So naturally, you had to follow this lead and headed on over to Kojam Studios. And Fable was ready to go kick butt with Nor and learn how to punch real good. Unfortunately, Nor will not be able to join for that. But Fable, I think, is still planning to go find some self-defense classes and the like, and can always help Nor catch up on the lessons that she missed.
Yep. Yeah, Nor and I can, I don't know, punch a pillow later.
Punch a pillow, punch a squish. No,
don't
punch
a squish.
Punch a squish.
They're so innocent. They have faces.
They do have. Oh, goodness. Yeah, so you've recently exited Nor's building. You're walking along the sidewalk. You never did figure out a good place to go.
I think Fable,
for classes. I think you all had looked up a few spots.
I think Fable said they had heard of a place that does it. I don't remember what day of the week it is, but like a set morning. But Fable just never went. Like Fable always saw the little flyer and was just like, never went. And I picture it being,
that's right.
I've actually seen this and it's wild. I picture it being like almost like a garage. Like it's like an industrial building with a rolled up garage. So it's just like a concrete slab square people are MMAing in.
Fun fact, I used to take Kung Fu classes, and this is out of character. The people who owned the Kung Fu place, unfortunately, separated.
Aww.
And one person took all of like the money and assets. So everyone in the class ended up literally doing that. We went to another classmate's home
and just
did practice outside of their garage. Oh, so no. I got you.
Yeah.
You want to find this obscure, you've seen it in passing, an MMA group who does practices out of industrial size, kind of like maybe warehouse garage even, right? You're not sure how big the classes are or to what extent the classes partake over the course of the week, if it's multiple smaller classes and the like. You remember hearing that there's a pretty big MMA scene in a certain part of Seattle where people actually go to bars that play the fight as well. So you might be able to find some intel from them, or if you look it up online.
Okay. I will go to the part of town that has an MMA scene. I will ask a human. They will teach me to punch good. You're like, let me make a human real quick.
Well, I want to see, too. I pulled up some real world, like, punching places.
I believe they're referred to as houses of punch.
hands of whoop-ass.
Houses of punch is good.
House of punch. Can it be named House of Punch?
Yeah, we can do that. We can absolutely do that.
Another winner from Jack.
Do you want the actual school to be named House of Punch?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you want...
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it was a house of wax, but this was still most of the old sign, but with a fist through the last bit.
Absolutely. All right. So you make your way back down deeper into Seattle proper. And you're not too far from there, actually, nor does live relatively close by to this area. Where you think that you've seen the higher mention of it, like posters kind of, you know, stuck on post board walls and inside restaurants and things like that, where people leave their business cards, you know, stapled to the corkboard signs. And you happen upon, and it's a little eatery. It is also a bar, but it seems like during the day it's more of a brunch place. The TV screens, most of them are turned off. You don't really see much of anything being played, especially not really any MMA fights, as you had expected. But they are accepting patrons. Looks like it's like a nice lunchtime dining scene.
Okay. Fabola, is this the kind of place where you seat yourself?
There is a sign at the door that says, please wait here, but you don't see a hostess anywhere.
Yeah, I think Fable waits there for like 5 minutes, like 2-3 minutes. Just sort of hangs out behind the sign. Does nobody come get them?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Is there any human to be seen anywhere?
There's a few people inside of this like restaurant. A few people sitting back in booths that are towards the back. There's like one or two people at the bar. And there's a bartender as well. Pretty early in the day, though.
Okay. Fable goes and sits at a high top and just looks around expectantly.
The bartender is currently helping another guest that's sitting at the bar. But they glance in your direction and kind of give you, you know, a little nod. So they'll probably be with you shortly.
Okay. Yeah. Fable waits patiently.
And they walk on over. You see on their name badge, their name is Marianne. They've got dark brunette hair, a very sly smile, like does the little corner smile when greeting individuals, and really dark brown eyes, curly hair. And they stop and over, like, hey, how you doing? Is there something I can get you? I'm sorry, I saw you waiting at the front, but I'm kind of tending to the bar right now, and our hostess hasn't been in yet. I'm not really sure what's going on. They were scheduled for today, so things are kind of just a little more low-key today, I guess.
Yeah, that's okay. Did you say your hostess was scheduled and didn't come in?
Yeah, and they're typically pretty good about that. I think they've only, like, called in once.
Do they play video games?
Yeah, I think so.
Got a family or a partner?
They didn't talk about their home life a bunch. They did talk about their cats.
Shit.
I think... I'm trying to remember. I think they were seeing someone. They didn't really... You know, it was one of those situationship, is what they would always say.
So, you hear about the Carcosa thing?
Oh, yeah, kinda. There were some individuals watching the MMA fights on most of the TVs last night, but one of them was playing the news, and I heard something about it in passing, something about the game not working right, like, I don't know, like a glitch?
It's more like if you played the game, you're stuck inside the game, and you're a prisoner in the game now. So it's possible your hostess is actually wants to come to work, but is stuck inside of it. I really wish I was kidding.
Like, actually inside... Yeah.
Like, actually, like, if you know their situationship person, you should probably call them because somebody probably needs to feed their cats and also hydrate their body.
Oh, there's a lot of things that I hear when I work here. That was not one of them that I had guessed I would hear today.
Yeah. Yep. It's not a reality I thought I would be living today. On that note, I would like French fries and punching lessons or kicking lessons. Any kind of lessons.
French fries, punching lessons.
Can you help me with one of those things? Both of those things?
I can get you French fries. Unfortunately, we don't give punching lessons. I have fruit punch.
Nah, I'm good.
there's a lot of patrons here. You know, they come in for the fights in the evenings and have a beer or two and, you know, have some comfort food while they watch the fights. I'm sure a handful of them possibly are, you know, brawlers themselves or take classes of the sort. A lot of them seem really into it, but...
Well, can you do me a favor and just sort of tell your other patrons that if any of them are good at punching, I will give them money to make me good at punching. And also the French fries. I'm all about the French fries. And also, I'm not kidding. Please figure out if your hostess is okay, because they're probably not okay.
Marianne is, like, swimming in these thoughts right now. Okay, French fries, punching, but not fruit punch. And our hostess is stuck inside of a video game. Got it.
I actually didn't see your menu. Do you serve French fries? Or did I just imagine? Has this conversation been so confusing that you actually don't even serve French fries?
We do have French fries. Okay, cool. We've got French fries and onion rings and tots. Lots of potato foods.
I will take all of those. Yeah.
Lots of fried food. All of them.
All three of those. Yeah.
Oh, not the spuddies.
Great.
Power up the punching.
Marianne goes over... excuse me, to the little computer, and, you know, it's like a touchscreen computer, puts in the order. Upon you asking very, very eagerly about punching classes, you get the idea that Marianne kind of, like, runs the show here. Like, this is a worker that is here all the frickin' time and can kind of just do whatever she wants. So she stands up on the bar where there's no patrons seated in front of, and... cups her hands around her mouth and goes, "Hey, listen up. I've got someone here who wants to learn how to punch real good. If anyone can help me, I know y'all don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that. I know it's a quiet lunch afternoon, but I know y'all come in here. I've seen, she points to the person in the corner in the booth. I've seen you here before for fight nights, okay? And like does the, you know, the daggers back and forth. Like, someone please help this lovely individual find out where they can punch good.
I have onion rings. I will share them. And also money. I don't know. I need punch.
You see a few glances in your direction. Everyone seems a little apprehensive to approach. But the gentleman that Marianne specifically called out in the booth at the back gets up and kind of like waddles over to you. He's very slow moving, has a very impressive beard and a handlebar mustache.
Handlebar mustache? Oh my God. Marry him.
And he's wearing like suspenders and some like slacks. He's really well dressed for this particular occasion. Gets up real close. So I heard you want to learn how to punch good.
Nice stash. Yeah, hey. Nice to meet you. Do you punch good?
I used to punch good.
I'll take it. I've never punched good.
He grins at that and holds out a hand. And he goes, it's nice to meet you. My name is Wayne.
As in Batman?
Maybe.
Ah, nice to meet you. I'm Fable. And if you are Batman, boy, have I got a job for you, because I am boned.
He's like, no, I'm not really Batman. It's not spelled the same way, unfortunately. No Bruce Wayne around these parts.
Oh, is it spelled like Batman?
But yeah, I've been around these parts for a while. I watch the shows every night. I used to be quite the MMA fighter myself, actually.
Oh, damn.
Are you particularly interested in MMA or other forms of, like, why are you interested?
Well, I'll start with this. I make the extra medium bucks. So if you used to be an MMA fighter and you are a very fancy lad, I may not be able to pay you, but I got in my first ever fight yesterday. You don't count pillow fights, and most people don't. And it could have gone very, very... and it didn't, for me. But it probably will next time. And the stakes? are really high.
Okay. Fair enough. I know a few places, but just make sure you're doing it for the right reasons.
Doing it for a girl. Does that count?
Heck yeah, that counts. And it gives you like a thumbs up. There's been times where I've realized that my skill put other people at risk. It can be used for good. It can also be used for bad. And unfortunately, I used to use it for the latter a lot. That's why I don't fight anymore.
During MMA fights?
No.
Ah.
Glances off to the side.
Okay.
But like I said, I don't fight anymore. Hey, man, but I know people who do.
You sure you're not Batman? Because you're sounding real Batman-y. I won't tell. Hey, leans in close. I won't tell if you're Batman. It's okay.
Pulls out his phone. He's like, nope. Just a normal phone. No bat phone here.
I mean, here's a secret. Anything can be a bat phone or a bat car if you just put bat before it. That's a secret. Also bat foco. Bat blanket. Bat shoes.
And he starts tapping on his phone that he pulled out. And he pulls up a few options for you for places that teach MMA and hold classes. And as he's doing it, as he's like, are there any particular places that you had in mind, or are there friends you're taking with you, or
can Fable see the names of the places that he's scrolling past?
Yeah, he's not trying to like hide the phone from you or anything like that.
Did that say House of Punch?
Let me see. And scrolls back. Yeah, it does. Nope, it's not a fruit punch warehouse. Nope, it's a yep.
Well, I mean, I've been saying I want to learn how to punch, and that seems pretty on the nose to me.
Okay. And he pulls up like the website for the place. The website is super barren, very ominous. It's just a picture of a garage with a bunch of MMA equipment strewn about, and a single individual in the center of the photo.
Hey, that feels about right to me.
Oh my god, this is clearly a scam.
And it has some generic, you know, opening times, but it is open right now.
Okay, well, hey, do you want the rest of my onion rings? Because I gotta go to House of Punch.
Heck yeah, I love onion rings.
Okay, Fable pushes like half a plate of onion rings, half a plate of fries, and half a plate of tater tots.
You're the bomb.
Thanks for your help, Batman. See you around?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I hope so, actually. Feel free to come visit. The folks here are a little bit apprehensive, but they'll warm up to you. They're a good bunch.
Is it because I came in here asking to punch? Because that maybe wasn't the best introduction.
Yeah, you know. But, it's all right. We live and we learn.
Subtlety's never been my thing. Next time, I'll just ask for fries, yeah?
Or both. I don't know. It caught my attention.
Yeah, fair enough. I guess if it works. All right, I'll see you around.
All right, be safe. Stays at the bar, eating the leftover fried food that you left.
Guy absolutely has a photo of Wayne on his wall. It says Batman with a question mark next to it.
Now you do.
Yes. I would not be surprised if you've popped into this place. Like, it's a local spot around Seattle. And Wayne does frequent it quite a bit.
Mentor unlocked.
So Marianne waves at you on the way out and lets you know that she's going to try to figure out what's going on with the hostess, heeding your, you know, advice. And also tells you to be safe.
Fable lets Marianne know that if this person's cats need help, Fable will come collect the cats.
You're going to become...
Everyone's
house
cats.
Is going to become the collective cat house.
It's going to become my real life house where I just collect other people's cats.
It's true.
Poor Gail.
I know. Well, no,
okay,
well,
I've
got to
bring some
cats. Go
yeah.
I'm going to have to rent a... I don't have enough money for this. Anyway.
It's okay. Mauve, your phone starts ringing.
Hello?
Do you just answer it without looking?
Yeah, I answer without looking because I am unhinged right now after the day I've had.
Mauve. Okay. Okay. So I did some digging. You didn't get permission from the artists.
Okay, bye. I hang up.
Hang up.
Calls you back.
I hang up and I block that number immediately.
You get a call from an unknown number.
I block that too.
It went to voicemail and you get a voice message on your phone.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I listen to the voicemail.
Mauv, unblock my number. I wasn't done. Hear me out. I don't know how you all did it, but I went back and I looked at the security footage, and there were words in the ashes. Okay, but still, we're in so much trouble. And
you hear, like, yelling in the background.
Boss, do you want us to, what should we do with the...
It cuts out.
I let Guy listen to that part of the message. I'm like, here, you need to hear this so you know what you did.
Shit, words, in the...
Listen.
In the ashes.
Shh. Just listen. Listen to the voicemail.
He listens very carefully.
It just says the same thing. You hear the background noise of probably security guards helping Xavier and the mention of there being something in the ashes.
And then I delete it after he's done listening.
Call back the doc. We need to know what was written down.
We have no reason to call back that person because guess what? That nothing we could say at this point would change anything about what we did.
But we need to know what was written in the ashes. That wasn't us.
Really?
Really.
I thought you wrote something in the ashes.
No, I wasn't there for the ashes.
You all booked it before the ashes.
If we call him right now, I don't know if he'll tell us what we want to know. Okay, you talk to him. You're going to call him. I know you have a fear of phones, but you're going to do it because I am not going to deal with this. You take this call.
Fine. I assume after typing in the number, you've blocked. Cool. Guy will call Xavier back.
And I think the first one, are you calling the first number?
Yeah.
That you blocked? Yeah, so that is Xavier's personal cell. It only rings like twice, and he picks up.
Hello, I'm sorry. If this is a telemarketer, there's a lot going on right now.
Hey, Doc.
Please.
Hey, we didn't arrange those drinks. Anyway, we need to talk about those ashes you mentioned in your voicemail.
Right, the ashes, the message.
Yeah,
left.
Yeah, what did it say? I need to make sure it said the right thing. Otherwise, we've got to do it again in a different room.
Oh, please don't burn anything else. I'm already in so much trouble.
Well, you better tell me what I said then, eh?
Something about truth. I thought it was part of the gig, right? I mean, it makes sense. You were burning things and...
Yeah, it's part of the gig.
Showing
but,
the truth.
But we need to make sure it was legible.
Oh, God, okay.
It sounds like Xavier is running through the halls. And he... knocking on a door.
Hello? Security? I need to see the tapes again, please.
And no one answers.
He's like, what? Just 1 second, please. Please don't burn anything.
That's up to you. That's up to you, Doc.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
And he knocks again.
It's like, I'm coming. Jeez. Gosh, don't you have enough to handle? I can handle the security footage. You want me to make a copy of it, right? For them, so they can do their art. Whatever the hell.
And the door cracks open.
Alright, come on in. What do you need to see this time? You saw everything. You saw that person start burning up the curtains, and then they grabbed all the artwork and put it in a pile, and they burned that too, and then there was a fancy little, you know, message that was written out with the ashes. Ooh, so cool. Not worth $750,000. Cool, but, you know, whatever. It's not my job on the line. I'm just security.
And, Xavier sitting there. Well,
winding is good. Go back to the ashes. And,
he reads it off to you. It says,
I am truth.
And that's all it said.
Let me double check. Oh, it says, hello, I am truth.
Okie doke. Thank you very much, Doc. We'll definitely meet up for that drink soon. Movi's still alive. For now. Be careful. But,
Wait! Isn't the act over? Please. Please release Mauve.
There's no act. And, watch out for similar events around the city in this upcoming few weeks.
Okay, just not my museum, right?
We done your joint, don't worry about that.
Okay, well...
And then hangs up.
After Guy hangs up, I'm like, I can't believe that little shit did not give a single crap about me, and all he cared about was his gallery. Oh, you know what? I no longer have any loyalty to that gallery. That's just it. That's it. Like, I am so betrayed. I need something. I need, like, a glass of cold water with a slice of lime in it. Like, somebody get me that.
If that will put me 1% towards us being on a good page again, I will get you an ice water with a lemon.
Yes, please, immediately. I am distraught, Guy. I am distraught.
You call Fable. I'll go get you your water.
Okay, so I start dialing Fable's number.
And the guy goes to look for a cafe.
there isn't one that's too far down from you all. You're in a district with lots of, you know, historical buildings, museums, things like that. So there's plentiful amount of restaurants and cafes and the like.
And I start dialing Fable.
Yep. And it rings.
Fable picks up on, like, the second ring. It's your phone, right, Mauve?
Yeah, it's mine, yeah.
Hello, person I am the least mad at. What's up?
You know what? Same
Poor
to
guy.
You, person that I'm the least mad at.
Wow, that's a first.
I know. You will not believe what Guy did today. He burned down my fucking gallery. I just... I will not go off right
Wait,
now.
Wait, like your whole, like, actually with fire?
My room. Mabel, I cannot deal with this right now. As soon as I start recapping, I will be in an emotional turmoil.
Okay.
Tell me something that is of good news. Please give me at least a strand of a good news that you learned.
I think I met Batman.
What?
And I'm going to the House of Punch? I'm sorry, I haven't really been doing much exciting. I dropped Nora off at home. They were contacted by a company, Code Jam, that is also looking into Nostradamus, so they're doing that. They're networking or whatever, and I was just going to go learn how to punch real good.
You know what? That sounds really good right now. I would also like to punch real good because I have a lot of untapped rage right now in my system.
All right, why don't you and Guy? You still have Guy? You should bring Guy because...
Yeah, he's around.
Well, you should bring him because I think, based on martial arts classes I've seen in movies, I think sometimes you get to hit each other.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. All right, I will bring him and just, you know, text me your location.
Okay, 20 minutes. House of Punch. See you then.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
I get to punch Guy in the nuts. That's what's happening.
Wait, that's not how that works.
That's not how that works. It's a sparring pad.
Kapow!
That's also not how that works.
Vincent Van Gogh!
All right, sorry.
So, Mauve and Fable, you have agreed to meet at the House of Punch. It sounds like Mauve is going to also be dragging Guy along.
Yes.
Guy, did you find that lovely lime water you were searching for?
He definitely orders the tall glass of, a bottle to take away of ice cold water with a lemon slice.
But, I take it.
But while he's there at the cafe, he asks if he can use the phone or someone's phone.
Well, I will take that glass of, like, crisp water, but I will also notice a bunch of slug slime on the glass. So I won't
why would
be
you,
very happy hey, about it.
Why would you will that into reality? Why would you make that happen?
Listen, the slugs are everywhere.
Look, I don't want him to get away scotch-free. This is what's happening. He will get his nuts punched in this fighting
you,
training
You will
session.
Get us kicked out of House of Punch.
I am gonna kick him in the nuts. That's what's happening.
The barista... calls out, did you give them your name? You know when you get, like, a drink and they ask for a name?
Did you just give them Mauve's name or any particular name? Or?
You better not have given my name.
He used the name Spence.
So the barista says, Spence, a bottle of water, cup of ice, and some slices of lemon. Order up.
Perfect. And can I use your phone? Or a phone?
The barista, like, pats herself down. My phone is in the back. I can grab it. We also have a company phone.
That'll do.
I'm not really sure if I should. I guess it's fine.
I'll give you a tip. It won't be long.
Okay. All right. Just, you know, don't run off with it. That's definitely not happened before. She hands you the phone.
Don't you worry. The last thing I'll want is to leave this building holding that phone.
And that guy will make his call to Maria.
So you dial in a number on this phone that was given to you by the barista. It rings a good handful of times. And then you get a hello on the other end.
Hello?
Is this Maria?
It depends on who's asking.
It's Guy Jury.
Hi, yeah. What are you calling for? Is everything okay?
No. There is a situation in Seattle. It is, I would say, Category 3.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a system in place in Seattle?
Perhaps. This is very unexpected. What?
I'm not looking for any criminal damage, just general protests and disruption of services related to Nostradamus, and perhaps a local contact for weaponry. I might have to get into some sticky stuff.
And weaponry? Is this going to be a headache for me, Guy?
Yes.
Can I support as Mauve, but in a very, in a way where I didn't mean it? Like, I'm clearly getting drunk at this point because it's like, oh, everything sucks. I'm going to take a drink because Guy has ruined my career. So, like, I'm in the background being like, yeah.
Ignore that. Don't worry. It's just a friend. Well, I hope so. Soon.
Okay.
Where's the weapons?
I suppose I could work something out. I already have enough headaches, though. I don't need another one.
I'm afraid this situation will be a headache for a lot of people, whether you help me or not. At least if you help me, you can say you did, and then there won't be any questions asked later.
You can't see Maria, but she's rolling her eyes. you've caught her at what seems to be, you don't know if it's just a bad time or she just doesn't really want to talk with you right now. You're not sure. And you hear an audible sigh into the phone.
Is this a good number to reach you at? I will look around. I will figure out some contacts for you.
Probably not. I've set up an emergency email that you can email me at. And he gives the name, probably something like, you know, Double Guy Super Jury or something.
Double Guy has an email?
Double Guy Super Jury.
That's his like third secret email.
Oh my god.
I'm writing it down just.
Double Guy Super Jury.
Guy has an email, everybody.
36.
It's like, okay. You owe me.
More.
Not that you didn't already owe me, but that's fine.
And can you just say yes or no for my friend here? Have I, in the past, done something for you that cost more than $750,000 that I then made before?
Holds out the phone.
I'm listening.
Yes. Unfortunately.
Thanks, Maria.
Oh!
And turns off the phone. And shall we go find Fable?
You done goofed, Guy. You done goofed. Mauve is explicitly drunk. I don't know how Mauve found some alcohol, but they found some.
Is Mauve explicitly drunk, or is Tenzin explicitly
yes.
drunk?
No, Tenzin is a little tipsy, but Mauve at this point has gone through a lot of shit. They probably lost their job, and they are a little disappointed in their best friend Guy, so they definitely...
Oh, he's your best friend now.
Oh!
He just leveled up.
Guy has been a friend more than the other ones because Guy has known...
Mauve won't admit it, but...
Guy is their best friend.
Longer. Oh my god, I can't believe y'all are making me fucking say this. Yes, Guy is my best friend. And that's why Mauve has felt such turmoil over all of this. Felt so betrayed that Mauve's like, yeah, buy me coffee, but guess what? While you go there, I'm gonna take 5 shots of fucking vodka.
Where did you get that, though?
Right, you're in, like, a cafe.
Another fucking cafe that's open.
Do you have that on your...
Another cafe that's open, clearly.
Cafe? What is Seattle like?
Look, cafe can turn into bars at night. I know that situation right now. I know one place that's like that.
It's that does happen a lot.
Isn't it the afternoon? Isn't it like
they have cafe in the day, and then like at night they become a bar.
Not even yet. Yeah.
Night starts.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Oh, gosh. It doesn't matter. I'm a regular. Just let me have this. It is very tragic that Mauve has to deal with a lot of this shit right now. Mauve has lost their job for all they care.
Yeah, fair enough. So, Guy, you finish up your conversation with Maria, and they begrudgingly agreed to send some contacts on over for you that may serve to get you some weaponry of sort. So be on the lookout for that. And you all are making your way to meet Fable at the House of Punch.
And on the way to meet Fable, the whole time I was like, Guy, you have disappointed me. I am so mad at you. No, don't try to help me walk in a straight line. I am mad at you. You will not assist me. I'm gonna be okay. I don't like you right now, Guy. Get away from me. That has been the the conversation the whole time as they made their way to where they're gonna meet Fable.
Nice.
And if he wasn't already, Guy is very, very sorry.
Yes, obviously. Mauve is going to milk this until they feel satisfied, clearly.
Sounds good. And that's where we'll take our break. With a very angry Mauve.
Escaping Carcosa is brought to you by the Ballad of the Seven Dice Network. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram by searching Ballad of the Seven Dice. Supporting our Patreon helps us pay for the show, with hosting, equipment, and additional content for you to enjoy. Our Patreon is Pay What You Want, and contains behind-the-scenes updates, audio dramas, one-shots, and more. You can also head over to iTunes and Spotify and leave us a 5-star review. Every review helps us fight against the horrors of the algorithm. Until next time, dear traveler, keep an eye out for the yellow sign.